Okay. It's been a while, but he's back, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm back.
Welcome in the studio, Matozi.
Hello, hello. Goeiemiddag, goeiemôre.
Hey, man, it's always good to see you, hey?
Yeah, I love being here. Thanks for having me, man.
Looking better and better all by the day, my friend, hey?
Don't lie to the people.
Don't lie to the people. Well, we've got this on live stream. Listen, what is your secret, man, hey?
Just try and exercise, I guess. But this is the least fit I've been in a long time. But yeah, I just try and exercise, walk. I do a bit of boxing.
Oh, do you? Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not fighting anyone. Just training and stuff like that. Yeah.
Not sparring and so on. Just having a great time.
Stay out of the sun as well. Stay out of the sun.
Yeah. See, I like that.
She likes that. I struggle with that. Listen, man, it's been a while, hey. We haven't had a chat. I mean, was it 2 or 3 years ago that you were last with us? What have you been busy with? Because we're going to get to the album a little bit later. Because it's been 5 years since a full album, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So we're going to get to that a little bit later. But what have you been keeping busy with?
I got married in the last 2 years. Last year I got married, yeah.
That's why he looks so good.
Exactly.
Yeah, and a lot of things, man. I mean, I've also been doing a lot of collabs. I did one with Janie Bay and Neon Dreams, Easy Freak, Strachler Kinders.
Yes.
It's just been, I've been just absorbing, learning.
So here's the thing now. I mean, how many years has it been since you started in the music career, since being signed?
Almost 10 years. It's pretty, almost 10 years since being signed, yeah. So it's like 9 years now, being signed, yeah.
Okay, so here's the question now. Since you got signed up until now, what has changed for you personally in your music career?
In my music career? Yeah, that's a very, very good question. Personally or?
Whatever you feel like saying right now. I want to know what has changed for you.
Do you know what the biggest change in my career has been streaming? So when I started, it was like at the end of the era of CDs and downloads, and then streaming really, really changed the game and changed the way we approach music and promote music, and it changed all the algorithms and things like that. But it also made listening to music so much easier. I've been exposed to so much music and inspired by so much music now as well because of it.
Okay, so that's good for people listening to music. My question is, as an artist, has it become more difficult for you?
It depends. So I think, life is ultimately going to change. Things are going to change and you have to adapt. So I think coming from that era of CDs and things, it was a bit harder. But at the same time, there's new opportunities that come. You get exposed to more people all over the world. You've got more of a chance of getting your music out all over the place, and you've got numbers and stats in front of you, and it's all these things. So like with every with everything that comes hard, there's more opportunities as well. So it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, you've just got to take it as it comes, adapt, and just learn.
So you said now that streaming has changed quite a bit in the music career for you. But now, here's the other thing. Writing and the way that you write music now, because you're a songwriter of note, and we all know that. But when you started out and now, how has that changed?
Yeah, I think, again, just from being exposed to so much music, my songwriting has changed. Like, 'cause also when I started writing in the beginning, like I had There were only a few things that I listened to, you know. Like now I've got so many different influences that I listen to, and I've picked up so many different things, and I've learned so many different techniques and different things that I like from different bands and artists. And there's so many, just on YouTube, there's so many artists. I've done songwriting courses and all this type of stuff, you know, like. So it's all been great. You know, learning is always a good thing. You know, like, never be afraid to learn, no matter how old or what stage of your career you're in.
But I like that what you said, because obviously we spoke about the songwriting and then you being exposed to different things. But I like what you said with regards to if you hear a certain riff or a certain type of note or a tune from someone else, that's awesome, because above and beyond the songwriting, as a musician, you're also growing.
100%, yeah, 100%, man. It's I think it's but it goes across all walks of life. No matter what you're doing, like, absorb what you're taking in and figure out a way to help that grow what you're doing. And just, yeah, keep learning and applying it to what you do.
What I really love about this whole album is the title, okay? So the title, it's called A Great Exchange. What motivated the title for this album?
So it took me quite a while to come up with the title. Yeah. I was playing around with some other names, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be patient. I know there's a name that really encompasses what this album is. And I was just reading up on stuff, and there's this concept of the Great Exchange, which is the exchange of Jesus coming down for us, you know. And I really loved that title, The Great Exchange, and I was like, I can't call my album that. But then I thought, oh, wait, I can call it A Great Exchange because there's been an exchange of so much on this album in terms of all the collaborators I've worked with, like Early B and Loki and Hunter Kennedy and Michaela Faye and a bunch of different writers like Will Lindley and people from all over the world and producers and mixers and everyone involved in this album. There's been an exchange of skills and time and creativity, and we share emotions, and even as the listeners, you know, the listeners exchange their time to listen to my music as well. And I thought that's the perfect name for the album.
I really love that. And I mean, you also said earlier, I think I understand the concept of love way more now than when I started. And I'm much more open to working with others and just allowing music to come rather than trying to force it out. Man, I love that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I think I'm learning that sometimes, you know, these songs are already written. I'm just the vessel that gets to take it from somewhere and give it to the people. You know, I think sometimes we like to make ourselves the heroes in situations too much and be like, I did this, I did that, I did that, when it's not true. Like, even at the most basic level, like, every song I do, there's at least two or three people involved. You know, there's always a person who's mixing and mastering, and we're just get to be a part of this journey, and I'm grateful that I get to be a part of it.
I think there's absolutely magic. And the thing is, I mean, you spoke about the exchange of Jesus and us, and I think that's what we were made. We were made for community. We were 100%. Made for working together. And I mean, that's basically it, isn't it?
100%. That is exactly it. I'm going to write that extra bit into the bio now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Listen, you've got your guitar here, and I really appreciate you for bringing the guitar along for us. Can you do us one song live, please, man?
No problem. I'm going to do a song called Time Traveler, and it's on the new album, A Great Exchange.
Nice.
Oh, the oceans are quiet. Nobody makes a sound. Oh, I can hear you say it's over. You got no fight left in you now.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Traveler, and I need you to know you make everything alright. Oh, you've been here before. How do you measure the life? And I'll be your time traveler.
Man, what inspires a song like that? Like, is it an extremely deep song?
Yeah, that I wrote that song with a beautiful artist called Amy Lindley, and she actually came in with that idea and that concept about it. She was like, you know what, I've been thinking about time travel and stuff, and I love time travel movies. Yeah. And I was like, let's just go for it, you know, let's see whatever comes. So that song is not really from about personal experience.
Right,
it's
okay.
Just, again, it's just a song that we saw in the moment and we both grabbed it. And we shared it.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I spoke to a producer in this week on Monday. Actually, I spoke to a producer, and he said he's seen it so many times where they would sit in the studio, and the next moment the words will just come, like they would walk out of the studio, they would struggle to write, and then they would walk out for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then come back in. The next moment, it just comes out.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's the biggest hits that gets written in those weird, crazy moments. That's how it works, eh?
Sometimes you just got to let it happen. You can't force it, you know. Like, you can try as hard as you can, but I think it's all in the preparation and making yourself available.
Wow.
I have to say that anything that does not closely resemble I'll Be Your Marty McFly does not count as anything romantic for the rest of my life. Thank you so much. Just a
Marty McFly.
General PSA, if you don't say I'll Be Your Marty McFly, I don't see it as romantic.
That was brilliant. Nou ja, ons gaan net hierna gaan, ons gaan lekker verder met Josie gesels.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Met Wild. Ons het dit vroeger gesê, ek sien hy is bezig met een nieuwe ding vir Rose Tinted. Maar kijk een beetje op sy sociale media. Hy het interessante foto's daar gepost.
Ek sien dat ek is net soos, ja. Net wanneer jy denk, Ross kan nie level up nie,
ja.
Dan gebeur dit.
You've worked with him before, haven't you? At the bridge?
Yes. I've done, I'm staying with Ross at the moment while I'm up here.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. Ross is, he's a phenomenal guy, man. He's done so much and he's got so many cool stories, man. And he's still, after, I don't know how long they've been in the industry, he's still as talented, if not even better. He just gets better, yeah. Actually.
I know. That's crazy.
He's phenomenal, man.
Please say hi to him when you see him a little bit later.
I will.
So let's get to it. I mean, you waited 5 years to release a new album. Is there any reason for that? Were you waiting for something to come, inspiration, or was it just, I don't know, what was it?
A multitude of things. I think I needed a bit of more life experience, you know?
Wow.
And I think also these things can't be rushed, you know? For me, at least, you know, I'm the type of artist that likes to take their time with things, you know? And I had been dropping singles and collabs like I did.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned some of them already. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like I was quiet, but I think for the album specifically, yes, I just needed to live a bit of life.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that. So here's the thing now. I mean, I had a look at the track listing, and there's so many, like you said, new songs. Well, there's some of the songs that's been released previously, but there's new songs and so many collabs. I mean, I listened to the song with Early B, Reason. I listened to that song specifically. I met Early B for the first time. It was about 2-3 weeks ago.
God, Robin loves
nice.
Early.
Oh, nice. Man. Let me tell you, he is the coolest guy
he's
ever.
He's so cool. He's so cool.
Yeah.
He's the same on and off stage. He's amazing, man. He's also like just super talented. Like, he doesn't miss a beat. He's amazing.
But I heard his hot property. Struggling to get hold of him to get a collab with, because everybody's trying to get him to do something with.
But but that's what I like about him. And he'll give you his time. If he can, he'll give you his time for free, and he'll give you his best always.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
So let's get to the new single. It's called Far Away. So tell us about the song.
So I wrote the song with my friend Ewald, who has been my longest collaborator, who's been around since I've done Darling and Fire, and he produced the track, and he had this, we just sat down and we were just riffing off each other, and he came up with this melody like, and I was like, cool, I'm gonna write something to that. And I think I just came back from honeymoon, and I was just thinking about how I enjoy being far away from the city. I love living in the city, but nothing makes me happier than being outside of the city.
Absolutely. It's a love-hate relationship, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, I appreciate the quieter side of life and all of that. And then obviously I appreciate my wife. And I kind of just wrote from that. Like, it's so hard for me to remember exactly what I was thinking in that moment.
Yeah.
But I remember I was just thinking about, you know what, like, I love being far away with my wife. Like, in just us in the middle of nowhere. Like, I really love that.
Right. Yeah. Let's play. This is brand new from Joseph. It's called Far Away. It links to it.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika. Groot FM 90. Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Right. But Josie is here. Man, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you.
So the brand new album, it dropped, the full, it's 11 tracks, right? As you got on there. And it's, some of it was pre-released. So the full album is now available. What's that, by the 4th?
On the 3rd,
3rd of November.
I will say we did run into an error, totally my problem, where four of the songs aren't available. They should be available today.
Thank you.
Or tomorrow.
Because it broke my brain.
Yeah.
I went onto Apple Music this morning and I was like, I want to listen to more of the tracks. And I was like, it says there, the album, 11 songs. Right?
Yeah.
And then if you click on it, it just opens up seven. I was like, what? And then I had a look at it.
I misread things and luckily they corrected it, but these things take a couple of days to sort out. Yeah.
All right, so it's going to be available. Have you done any videos? New videos?
No new videos. The last video I did was for my track "I'll Be There," where I got a whole bunch of my friends to be in it, like Francois Van Kirk is in it, Hunter's in it, Jules from Good Luck is in it, Seven Gessi. A whole bunch of different people, but I'll see if we'll do a video, like we'll see.
Imagine a video for like Time Traveler. That's that like cool, made for like a late 80s rom-com type thing. Come on.
Yeah, that you know what, you are coming up with a fun idea there. That does sound like a lot of fun.
Get your wife to be in it.
Yeah, we'll see. She doesn't like to do that stuff, but we'll see.
What does she do for a living, by the way?
She is she's a creative director, basically. Okay. That's what she does, yeah.
So both of you are very creative.
She's people. Much more creative than I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I dabble in this game. I do things and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm just blessed enough to be favored by God, I guess, in a lot of things. But she has talent. She is amazing at what she does.
Man.
Yeah.
Right, so the brand new album, A Great Exchange, like we said, the full album should be available with the last four tracks within, hopefully today or tomorrow, but the rest of them is available now. So gaan sit hulle by daar by jou stroomdiens, sy is beskikbaar, and go and follow Majosi all over on social media. What's the plans for 2023, the rest of the year, and of course for 2024?
We'll be touring all over the place. We've got some cool shows up here in Pretoria. We're doing Hey Neighbor, some other shows that I don't think I'm allowed to say yet. And then again in December, we'll be in the Garden Route, Jeffreys Bay, Nasna.
Horrible, eh? It's absolutely horrible, eh?
I mean, those forests and the green rolling and that ocean. Oh, my gosh. Oh my,
why would you punish yourself like
man.
That?
And everyone's so happy and in such a good mood.
That's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't handle that.
Don't come to the Garden Route, guys.
Stay in Pretoria.
No, guys. The Garden Route is so underrated. It's beautiful.
It is.
And it's so nice to see, like I was saying, like it's so nice to see because people in December, people let their guard down. They're like, we made it to the end of the year. I'm on holiday. I can relax. And people are just happy. And I love it, man. I love it.
Man, looking forward to it. Majosi, thanks, my friend.
Thanks,
popping in with Yobas and doing us a song live. And well done on the new album, man. I love
it. Thank you very much, man. That's really insane. Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Always and you good. Do realize that, of course, you said you're going to have a couple of shows up here. So you don't all actually really have a choice to come and visit again.
Don't worry. I'll definitely come. I'll definitely come visit.
And sorry to Ross again, eh?
Yes, I will. Forget, I will. I won't forget.
He knows who's his biggest fan. He knows that. All right. Dames en here in Majosi. Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.